إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid and ask His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves. And we seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. And whoever Allah wills to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. And I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the worship of Allah and his final messenger. Amma ba'd, fa inna khayr al-hadithi kitabullah, wa khayr al-huda huda al-nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter the best guidance is the guidance of, thereafter the best speech is the book of Allah. And the best guidance is the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِنَّ الشَّرَّ الْأُمُورُ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا. And the most evil affairs are those matters which people have introduced and innovated into Islam. Because every innovation is a bid'ah. وَكُلُّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every bid'ah is misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. And every misguidance only leads to the fire. أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ. Your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created you and He placed you upon this earth to worship Him and to have Iman in Him, to establish His Tawheed, and this is our Islam. The meaning that we are Muslims is that our lives have to be different than the lives of others. Because our lives are based upon submission to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as Muslims, our belief is different to the others. And our iman is different to the others. Our statements, our actions, our outlook on life is different to the others. The Muslim, he believes in Allah, Al-Wahid Al-Qahhar, who is one, and he is the victorious, and he is the only one who is deserving of our worship. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Say he is Allah, the one. Allahu Samad. He is Allah, the self-sufficient. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. He did not give birth, nor was He given birth to. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. And there is nothing which is equal to Allah. As for the kafir, then he does not believe in Allah. He does not believe in a creator. Or he believes in a creator who has a son or a partner. Or he commits a shirk. The Muslim, he lives his life in pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hoping for His mercy, fearing His punishment. As for the kafir, he seeks to please himself, his own desires, or please other people. The Muslim, he places his reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He depends upon Allah. As for the kafir, then he is dependent upon other people. So if people abandon this person, then he becomes lonely and he worries and he's anxious. As for the Muslim, he finds comfort in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if he is alone, because he knows that his Allah is sufficient for him. Like Allah said, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Whoever places his dependence and reliance upon Allah, then he is sufficient for him. The Muslim is the one whose ambition is the akhirah, the hereafter, the eternal life after death. So he gives his time in this world for the hereafter. He invests his wealth from this world for the hereafter. As for the kafir, then he does not believe in a hereafter. So his life is only this life. And his wealth is only this wealth. And his enjoyment is only the enjoyment of this dunya. For him there is nothing after death. Like Allah mentioned about some of the Quraysh,
وقالوا ما هي إلا حياتنا الدنيا. They say, we only have this life, the life of the dunya. نموت ونحيا, we live and we die. وما يهلكنا إلا الدهر. And the only thing which brings our existence to an end is time. We live our life and there's nothing after this. أيها المسلمون, these differences between the Muslim and the kafir, we have to understand these differences. This is what makes up our reality as Muslims. The life of a Muslim is based upon these differences, especially because we're living in this society. And we have to realize and appreciate the great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He has given us Islam and He has made us from His people, from His party, from His awliya, to enter into His Jannah, and saved us from al-kufr, and saved us from the fire. Ibadallah, one of the most precious things that a Muslim possesses is his time. This time, these days and these weeks and these hours are more precious to a Muslim than his wealth, and more precious to a Muslim than his eating and his drinking and anything else. Your time upon the earth, your days upon the earth, what are you doing with them? A Muslim doesn't waste his time. Every day that a Muslim lives, he's advancing himself. Either his life in the Akhirah or his life in the dunya. Every day you should increase in your knowledge. Every day you should increase in the ayat of Allah. Every day you increase in your actions. Every day you increase in your career. Every day you increase in your studies. The point is that a Muslim should not have a day in which he is neither advancing in his dunya nor his deen. He's wasting both of them. Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, "Inni akrahu an ara ahadakum sabahlala." He said, "I hate for me to see one of you, are you Muslims, sabahlala." They said to him, "What is the meaning of sabahlala?" He said, "La fi amali dunya wala deen." A person who's not doing anything for his dunya nor his deen. A person who is not advancing his worldly life, neither is he advancing his akhirah. Meaning a complete waste, a complete loser. So this time that we have, this is the most precious blessing which Allah has given us. And yet, many people waste the time. Many people waste their hours and their days. Like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Ni'matani maghbunun feehima kathir min an-nas." Two blessings. Many of the people are negligent regarding these two blessings. As-sihhatu wal-faragh. Good health and free time. When a person becomes ill, then he realizes the importance of good health. When a person's time is lost, then he realizes the importance of time. And time is special because it never returns. It goes and never comes back. So food and drink goes and comes. Money goes and comes. Children go and come. As for time, when a person has lost his day, then that day will never return. And then, people wasting time is a sign from the signs of Yawm al-Qiyamah. People wasting time and not benefiting from their time is an indicator that Yawm al-Qiyamah is close. And also, that time will go very quickly. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "La taqumu sa'atu hatta yataqarab al-zaman." The hour will not be established until time passes by very quickly. He said, "Fatakunu sanatu kashahrin." So a year will seem like it's only 1 month. وَالشَّهْرُ كَالْجُمْعَةِ. And a month will appear as if it's only a Friday, meaning only 1 week. وَالْجُمْعَةُ كَالْيَوْمِ. And 1 week will appear as if it's a day. So this is how time will be during, as we approach Yawm al-Qiyamah. It passes by very quickly. And this is the reality. Many people, they speak, "Last Ramadan came, another Ramadan is here, where's that year gone? 2018 went, 2019 is here, where's this year gone?" Jum'ah to Jum'ah passes and it's only like an hour or a day. So people wasting their time and time passing by quickly, this is from the signs of Yawm al-Qiyamah. And the Sahaba, they used to live for the moment that they were living in, this day only. For this reason, Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he said, إِذَا أَمْسَيْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرُ الصَّبَاحِ. If you reach the evening, then don't wait till the next morning. وَإِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرُ الْمَسَاءِ. And if you reach the morning, then don't wait till the evening. وَخُذْ مِنْ صِحَتِكْ لِمَرَضِكَ. Whilst you are healthy, use your time for when you become ill. وَخُذْ مِنْ حَيَاتِكَ لِمَوْتِكَ. And take from your life and invest it for your death. An intelligent person, when time passes by him, he shows regret and sorrow. As a person gets older, he remembers the young years, how much he could have done, how much he could have achieved. So he has in him this regret of the years which passed by. The most severe regret that we will feel with regards to wasting time is on Yawm al-Qiyamah. When you stand in front of Allah, and your good and your bad deeds are shown to you, and you are questioned about your time, then this will be the most severe regret. But on that day, regret and sorrow will not benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَوْمَ إِذٍ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانِ. On that day, when a person stands in front of Allah, he will remember. He will think about his time. He will regret his time. All of the days which he wasted. وَأَنَّ لَهُ الذِّكْرَى. Then Allah said, but what benefit will regret be on that day? On that day, sorrow and regret about wasting time will be of no benefit. يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِي. And then the person will say, if only I used to do things for my hereafter. If only I used my time in this dunya to benefit me in the hereafter. Allah said, أن تقول نفس يا حسرة على ما فرطت في جنب الله. On that day, a person will say, oh, if only I was not negligent regarding my duty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the intelligent person, he shouldn't regret on a day in which there is no benefit to the regret. He should be regretting now and thinking now. Because if you regret the time you are wasting now, then at least you can do something. And you can start benefiting yourself for the hereafter. On Yawm al-Qiyamah, every single person will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the first to the last. From Adam alayhi salam to the last person before Yawm al-Qiyamah. And his feet will not move. Like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا تَزَالُ قَدَمَا عَبْدٍ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. On the day of resurrection, the two feet of a person will not move. Meaning everybody will be gathered in the mahshar, the gathering place. In front of Allah, every single person ever created, from Adam to the last person, will stand in front of Allah. And they will not move from this place, from the mahshar, from the gathering place. حَتَّى يُسْأَلُ عَنْ خَمْسِ. Until each person is asked five questions. He said, "An umrihi fima afna." Each person will be questioned regarding his life and how did he spend his life. "Wa shababihi fima abla." And he will be questioned about his youth and how he spent his youth. "Wa an malihi min ayna iktasabahu." And each person will be asked about the wealth, your money. Where did you earn this money? وَأَيْنَ أَنْفَقَهُ. And where did you spend this money? وَعَنْ عِلْمِهِ مَاذَا عَمِلَ بِهِ. And each person will be asked about his knowledge, what he knew and how he acted upon this knowledge. So these five questions, every single person is going to be asked about them. Subhanallah, everybody from Adam to the last person is gathered in front of Allah on the mahshar. And there's no escaping. And everybody will be gathered in front of Allah. And the first thing that the person is going to be asked is regarding time. And umrihi, your life. How did you spend your life? Did you spend it in pleasing Allah or displeasing Allah? Did you spend it in aiding His religion or were you neglectful in your duty to Al-Islam? And then after being asked about your life, then your youth. Even though your youth is from your life, but a person will be specially asked about his youth. Why? Because the youth of a person, the young years of a person, this is a time of strength and ability and energy, enthusiasm, in which you are healthy and well, in which you have ambitions. So then a person is asked about his youth. And a person who spends his youth in Islam and pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is pleased with him more than any other person. Because as I mentioned, this youth was a time where the majority of the people are going about their dunya matters. This Muslim, this young Muslim, he spent these years in which he also has strength and energy and the ability to do things, but in pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this reason, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned seven groups of people who will be shaded under the throne of Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Only seven group of people. Amongst them, he said, شَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ, a young person who lived his youth in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Consider this hadith. Every person who lives his life in the worship of Allah, Allah is pleased with him. But the shade of the throne on Yawm al-Qiyamah, it will be reserved for the young person who spent his young years, his youth, in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? What's the difference? Why the young person? Because the old person, as he becomes old and he approaches death, then he starts worshipping Allah. His life is now going down, so he starts thinking about the hereafter. The young person, he's still advancing in his years. He has his future ahead of him. He's thinking about his career, about his family, about the car that he's going to drive, and the house that he wants to live in. Yet despite this, this young person, he first wants to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he takes care of his worship. And then the dunya comes after. This person is beloved to Allah. This person is beloved to the angels. This person is beloved to the Muslims. The Muslims, when they see a young person upon Islam, upon ibadah, upon tawheed, they are pleased with this person. And when they see a young person being wasteful, nobody is pleased with him. Umar radiallahu anhu used to say, إِنِّي أَكْرَهُ أَرَى أَحَدَكُمْ سَبَهْلَلَا, I hate for me to see one of you سَبَهْلَلَا, لَا فِي عَمَلِ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا الدِّينِ, not doing anything from the dunya nor from the deen. So the Muslim has to be industrious, have integrity, work hard. Every day spent in either advancing his dunya, his career, his study, securing his future, and also his akhirah, the hereafter. And the Muslim is the one, the successful is the one who can balance both of these things. Islam does not call us to concentrate on the akhirah and forget the dunya. This is not al-Islam. Allah said, وَلَا تَنْسَى نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا, don't forget your share of the dunya. Meaning attach importance to the share of your dunya as well. But don't sacrifice your akhirah for the dunya. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد. عباد الله, your existence upon this earth is only days. This is your existence. يبنى آدم إنما أنت أيام. O son of Adam, you are only days. Your existence upon this earth is only a number of days. فَإِذَا ذَهَبَ يَوْمُكَ ذَهَبَ بَعْضُكَ, so if a day of yours passes by, then some of your existence has also passed by. وَالْأَمْسُ قَدْ مَاتْ فَلَا تَحْزَنْ عَلَيْهِ كَثِيرًا, and yesterday it has gone, it has died. So don't worry too much about yesterday. وَغَدٍ قَدْ لَا يُولَدْ, and as for tomorrow, it might never come. You might not reach tomorrow. So don't plan too long about tomorrow. But act for the day which you are in and the moment which you are living for. Do righteous deeds. Spend some of this day for the hereafter. Invest some of your wealth for the hereafter. Every single day that you live, you have to be advancing yourself in the dunya and the akhirah. And as I mentioned, the most important time that a person goes through is his youth. This time, this stage of energy and strength in which you don't have many responsibilities and you have free time before the preoccupation of the dunya comes upon you. This time you have to spend it in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the parents, the fathers and the mothers, it is their responsibility to cultivate their children to have this youth upon al-Islam. So we have to teach our children life skills which will benefit them in the future. Life skills of the dunya. And teach them the value of hard work and the value of money. And teach them how to balance between saving money and spending money. And teach them how to manage their time. And we shouldn't leave this responsibility to the schools. Because in schools, the reality is your son, your daughter is only a person among 600-700 other people. Only a number on the form. Nobody will care about your children like you do yourself. So teaching your children life skills and the importance of hard work and how to save money and spend money and make money and how to manage their time and how to deal with the people, this is your responsibility. This is the responsibility of the father and the mother. So if your child sees you wasting time or you wasting your money, or sees you eating and drinking haram and smoking haram, sees you missing your prayers, sees you speaking with haram and watching haram and listening to haram, then he will follow this example. And if your child sees you and sees in you hard work and striving to earn halal money and taking care of your time and going to the masjid and dressing appropriately, respecting others, then he and she will follow your example. So we have to teach our boys to be like men. And we have to teach our girls to be like women and have the etiquettes of the women and to look after the house properly. And this is our responsibility. And every person will be questioned regarding this responsibility. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kullukum ra'in wa mas'ulun an ra'iyatihi." Every single one of you is a shepherd. You have beneath you a flock and you are going to be questioned about your flock. He said, فَالْإِمَامْ رَاعٍ وَهُوَ مَسْؤُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ. The Imam, he is a shepherd for his flock. And he will be questioned by Allah regarding his flock. وَالرَّجُلْ رَاعٍ فِي أَهْلِهِ. And the man, he is a shepherd of his household. مَسْؤُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ. And he will be held responsible for his flock, for the people in his house. وَالْمَرْأَةُ رَاعِيَّةٌ فِي بَيْتِ زَوْجِهَا. And the woman, she is a shepherd in the house of her husband. She'll be questioned about this responsibility. كُلُّكُمْ رَاعٍ. Every single one of you is a shepherd. مَسْؤُولٌ عَنْ رَأِيَّتِهِ. Every single one of you will be held responsible and accountable for those who are beneath you. هَذَا وَصَلُّوا رَحِمُكُمُ اللَّهِ عَلَى خَيْرِ الْبَرِيَّةِ وَأَزْكَى الْبَشَرِيَّةِ مُحَمَّدِ بْنِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ صَاحِبِ الْحَوْضِ وَالشَّفَاعَةِ. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين. اللهم دمر أعداءك أعداء الدين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح ذات بيننا وألف بين قلوبنا واهدنا سبل السلام. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على الإسلام. اللهم رد الشباب المسلمين والبنات المسلمات إلى دينك. اللهم ردهم إليك ردا جميلا. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا. أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر، لا إله إلا أنت. وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم. أقم الصلاة.